This is Anthropomorphism, a band and fanfic featuring members of Panic at the Disco. Written by Ergiad SLV and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G. They're on the road when Brendan finds the turtle. "Ryan," he says, nudging Ryan's curtains back to ask him if he's really going to eat the last of those French crusty pastry things. "Ryan, you..." Oh. Ryan isn't there. On his bunk, however, looking up at him with what Brendan imagines to be grave interest, is a turtle. Brendan backs away slowly, but leaves the curtain half open. He searches the rest of the bus, then returns to Ryan's bunk to make sure he wasn't hallucinating or anything. The turtle hasn't moved much. Brendan considers picking it up, but some turtles bite, and he is worried about dropping it by accident. He doesn't think Ryan would appreciate Brendan killing his turtle. He goes out to see John and Spencer instead. John is on his back on the floor, contemplating the ceiling. As Brendan watches, he lifts one hand and traces a large looping spiral through the air with one finger. Spencer watches with amusement from the couch. John tips his head back far enough to catch Spencer's eyes and grins. "Hey, guys," Brendan says hesitantly, hopping a little from foot to foot, the way he does when he's nervous. "There's a turtle, in Ryan's bunk." Spencer looks at him blankly. John says, "Whoa, dude."
"Back there."
Brendan jerks his thumb over his shoulder and sneaks a glance behind him to make sure that nothing's changed in the last 30 seconds. He can't see the turtle from here, but Ryan hasn't reappeared, so... "Cool," John says, finally. "Yeah," Brendan agrees, because turtles are pretty cool. "But, Ryan's not on the bus anymore." Spencer becomes suddenly alert.
"You checked the bathroom?"
he asks. Brendan nods. "Of course he checked the bathroom. He checked everywhere."
"But he left us a turtle?"
John asks. Brendan spreads his hands and says,
"I don't know."
"I'm calling him," Spencer says, phone already pressed to his ear. After a few seconds, they hear a tinny samba beat coming from the direction of the bunks, the ringtone Ryan insists on using for its Caribbean flair. Spencer frowns and gets up. Brendan follows him back and sees him pluck a pair of Ryan's vintage slacks from the rumpled bedding, shaking them out until Ryan's cell falls free onto the bunk.
"Fuck," Spencer says. "Maybe he left it behind?"
Brendan personally thinks this is highly unlikely, but then there don't seem to be any other particularly good alternatives. So far as they know, Ryan hasn't been kidnapped or teleported or trapped on the roof without his pants.
"Well, he didn't just disappear,"
Spencer says, like he's reading Brendan's mind.
"Maybe he went to get his turtle some food or something,"
Brendan suggests. But it's just about the lamest possible thing he could come up with. Spencer's look at him, surprisingly, is less than appropriately withering.
"The bus is moving,"
Spencer points out, which, okay, Brendan knew that. He's just trying to come up with helpful hypotheses. He looks back at Ryan's bunk, where the turtle continues to sit. Stand? Lounge? Sprawl? Placidly, on top of one of Ryan's patterned shirts,
It's pink paisley. It's probably getting wrinkled, but that's hardly the biggest of their problems right now. I didn't know Ryan had a turtle, Brendan says.
Neither did I, Spencer says.
He eyes the turtle speculatively. There's a belt still threaded through Ryan's slacks that matches the exact shade of the turtle's shell.
Huh,
Brendan says, mostly to himself. Spencer raises an eyebrow at him.
Maybe we should take it out and give it some food, Brendan suggests.
And then we can check Ryan's bunk, see if he left a note or anything.
Right, Spencer says.
He looks at Brendan like he's waiting for something. Brendan blinks back at him. Spencer raises an eyebrow.
Oh, okay, sure,
Brendan says, although he was really hoping Spencer would want to do this part. He reaches in carefully and wraps both hands around the turtle's shell, getting his fingers tucked in under its belly. He moves slowly, and the turtle, thankfully, doesn't try to bite him. When he picks it up, its little legs dangle in the air.
Come on, little buddy,
Brendan says reassuringly, stepping around Spencer to bring the turtle out into the lounge. John sits up when he enters, eyes wide, and says,
Whoa, dude, turtle.
Brendan sets the turtle gently down in the center of the room, where it won't be able to fall and they'll be able to keep an eye on it. He doesn't think their bus is exactly turtle-proofed. But then, this one doesn't look like it will be going anywhere fast, so it should be fine.
What do turtles eat?
Brendan asks, poking through the fridge. They're not really big on fruits and vegetables as a band, although there's a Ziploc full of red peppers that John took along from their last interview.
Lettuce?
John suggests.
Tomatoes?
Maybe we can stop and get some stuff for it, Brendan suggests. He looks through the crisper drawer just in case, but it doesn't look like Ryan stashed any turtle food in there.
There's that cheeseburger from last night, John says. I think it's still in the fridge.
Brendan finds the box and eyes the burger doubtfully, but it's better than anything else they have. He peels the top of the bun off and drops the lettuce and tomato onto a paper towel.
Maybe we should get it some water, too,
he says.
He's not sure what to use as a dish. There's a glass ashtray in the cupboard, unused,
so he pulls that out and fills it from the tap.
Spencer comes back out while they're trying to coax the turtle to drink. Come on, John urges, nudging the dish closer. Come on, turtle.
We should give it a name, Brendan says, watching the turtle's aloof disregard for the ashtray.
We can't just keep calling it turtle. It probably already has a name,
John points out. We just don't know what it is.
What, like a Jellicle turtle?
Brendan suggests.
It's kind of a cool idea.
He wonders if the turtle's name is really Skimble Shell or something.
Spencer snorts. No, like Ryan probably already named it.
He sits back down on the couch, watching John's battle of wills with the turtle.
There's nothing in his bunk. Maybe he just got off the bus and got lost or something.
Without his pants? Brendan wants to ask, but he doesn't. He wonders how long it would take Ryan to remember any of their phone numbers without the use of speed dial, and whether he'll be able to figure out how to use a payphone.
Hey, John says. Remember when we did that peyote thing with Gabe at the bonfire and discovered our spirit animals?
Yes, Brendan says immediately, because that was awesome. His had been a horse. He'd really wanted something more exotic, like a lemur or a tiger, but a horse was still pretty cool. John's had been a dormouse. Ryan's, he remembers suddenly, had been... Oh, wow, he says, startled. Do you think he went out and got one because of that? Spencer frowns. I don't think this is his actual spirit animal, Brendan, he says, which is not what Brendan had been saying at all. Are you Ryan's spirit animal? John asks the turtle seriously, and Brendan laughs. Spencer rolls his eyes, but he's smiling too. Oh, spirit guide, Brendan says, resting his hand on the floor near the turtle. Can you tell us where Ryan is? The turtle swings its head around and looks at him. Brendan is briefly speechless. Wow, he says finally. Okay, that's kind of freaky. It doesn't understand you, Spencer tells him. You're just making a lot of noise. Your mom makes a lot of noise, Brendan says automatically. The turtle is still looking at him. It kind of has Ryan's eyes. Hey, guys, he says hesitantly. Do you think... We should call Zach, Spencer says, in a tone that sounds like agreement. Brendan nods, pretending that's what he'd been about to say, and not, doesn't this turtle remind you a little of Ryan? Spencer goes off to call Zach, and check Ryan's wallet, which is also in the pants in his bunk, leaving John and Brendan with the task of turtle sitting. I don't think turtles would make very good pets, Brendan says after a few minutes, during which the turtle does absolutely nothing. Oh, I don't know, John says, mellow. It could depend on the person. It might make a good pet for Ryan. Yeah, Brendan admits. It's sort of low-key. Like Ryan, you know? Maybe he finds it relaxing. John starts laughing, rolling onto his belly. It is kind of like him, dude, he says. It's like cool yet awkward, with weird taste in clothing. And they move at about the same pace, Brendan agrees, grinning. It even has his eyes. John stops laughing, expression turning slightly perplexed. It does, doesn't it? He says. They both sit there in silence for a minute, and then John reaches out a finger and says tentatively, Ryan? The turtle slowly swings its head around to look at John. Brendan and John both stare at it in horror and amazement. Oh my God, Brendan says, and then gives himself a reality check, because seriously, seriously. Ryan is not a turtle, he says out loud. It sounds perfectly sane and reasonable, but he can't help the tiny note of doubt lacing his tone. John's still looking at the turtle speculatively. We could give it tests, he suggests. Just to be sure. Brendan claps one hand over his mouth so that he doesn't laugh hysterically. He finally drops it a few inches and says, Seriously? What? Spencer asks from behind them, and Brendan whips around so fast he nearly strains his neck. Nothing, he says, and then, John thinks the turtle might be Ryan. Spencer looks at them both, like he can't believe they've managed to survive into adulthood. I just said we should be sure, John says mildly. John's much less put off by Spencer's disapproval than Brendan is. He can't help quailing.
How?
Spencer asks sarcastically. And, okay, he does have a point. Do you think he can understand us like this? Brendan asks hesitantly. It's not that he actually believes Ryan is a turtle. He's just considering all of the options.
No, Spencer says firmly. Because it's a turtle.
Here, wait, John says.
Okay, if you're Ryan, look at me.
The turtle is already looking at John. It doesn't look away, but that doesn't really prove anything either.
Wait,
Brendan says. He scrambles up to retrieve the paper towel with the vegetables on it and sets it down on the floor, putting the lettuce and tomato at separate ends.
If you're Ryan, he says, slowly and clearly, walk towards the lettuce.
The turtle takes one slow, ponderous step towards the paper towel. It stops, while they all hold their breath watching, and then takes another. There's a definite skew toward the lettuce in its projected trajectory.
You've got to be kidding me, Spencer says.
Brendan's not sure whether he means the two of them or the fact that his best friend might possibly have turned into a turtle.
It really is just like him,
John says fondly.
The turtle, Ryan,
reaches the lettuce and takes a distinctly matter-of-fact chomp out of it.
It's a turtle,
Spencer says flatly. But Brendan can hear the doubt starting to creep in.
Hey, Spence, John says thoughtfully. Does Ryan have a birthmark on his... tail?
Spencer just stares at him. Brendan looks covertly for the nearest shelter, should he and Ryan have to make a break for cover.
There's this little mark here, see? John continues.
How? Spencer asks evenly.
Would I know if Ryan has a birthmark there?
Well, there are all those pictures of you two naked together, Brendan feels obliged to point out.
I was 5, Spencer grits out.
Right, John says doubtfully. Spencer's ears turn an interesting shade of hot pink. Brendan decides it's time to move on from the questionably placed birthmark.
Hey, do you think...
He begins, gesticulating a bit. I mean, is there any way for us to get a message? Spencer looks at him as if, until now, he hadn't truly realized how much of an idiot Brendan was.
Yes, he says steadily, because turtles can write letters, even when they can't speak.
What if we got him to spell something? John offers. I think Ryan is Travel Scrabble. Brendan thinks Spencer might actually be struck speechless.
What the hell, though? It's not like they have many other options.
I'll get it, he says, and scrambles into the back. Spencer is sitting on the couch when Brendan gets back, arms crossed over his chest. Brendan dumps the tiles out and tries not to feel like too much of a moron.
Did you get hold of Zach?
Brendan asks, while John arranges the letters to give Ryan a good selection.
Voicemail,
Spencer answers shortly. Seriously, guys. It's just passing the time, John says easily. He finishes spreading out the tiles and says, okay, they're all yours. Ryan tears off another strip of lettuce and chews slowly. He pauses, motionless, and then makes a move on the slice of tomato. Brendan isn't sure what that means. He definitely doesn't seem too interested in the Scrabble tiles. Brendan's about to give up and suggest they call Zack again when John crows triumphantly. His foot hit the R, he says. Did you see that? He went right for it. It was between him and the tomato, Spencer points out. Brendan feels like this is a valid point, but even so, he did hit the arm with his foot. He practically stepped right on it. Brendan says, clearing his throat. Anyone have any ideas on how to change him back? There's a distressingly long silence. Finally, John says, voodoo? Oh my God, Spencer says again. No! Brendan says, I think we should ask Zack. Zack is amazingly good at making things happen the way he wants them to. If anyone would know what to do, it's Zack. One of us could kiss him, John muses. Like the Frog Prince? The Turtle Prince? Brendan asks doubtfully. Right, Spencer says. Because that will work. You never know until you try, John tells him. I think John should do it, Brendan says quickly. Because he's still not sure that turtles don't bite. Even turtles that might be Ryan? Maybe especially turtles that might be Ryan. I think, Spencer begins, only to be cut off by John shushing him. Spencer stares at John blankly and finally says, what? John gestures at Ryan. I think he's sleeping. Ryan blinks very slowly. His head bobs a little. He looks so much like Ryan when he's falling asleep that Brendan's chest clenches a little bit. For fuck's sake, Spencer says, but he sounds tired. Brendan thinks the annoyance is probably really to mask how worried he is about Ryan. I'll take him back to his bunk, Brendan offers. He's standing with one hand on Ryan's shell when the bus breaks, and Brendan staggers to the side, desperately avoiding a misstep on top of Ryan. Are you okay? John asks. Brendan isn't sure who he means, him or Ryan. Shit, sorry, he babbles apologetically. Ryan's on his back on the floor, flipped over when Brendan lost his footing, his stumpy legs waving frantically in the air. Sorry, Ryan, sorry. Careful, Spencer orders, and there's actual fear in his voice, so Brendan thinks maybe he's starting to be convinced in spite of himself. Brendan reassuringly talks Ryan over onto his feet again, getting him the right way up and cradling him carefully against his hoodie. It feels a little ridiculous, and maybe even too intimate, but it's the safest way to travel. Here, give him to me, John offers. We can nap on the couch. He already has a spliff in one hand, lighting up, but he lies down on his back and pats his tummy accordingly. Brendan hesitates, but John is an ace person to nap with, and Ryan is starting to bat at Brendan's chest impatiently. He sets Ryan down on John's belly,
on top of Ryan's coat, which John retrieves to make a sort of nest for him. John blows smoke toward the ceiling and shakes his head sadly at Ryan.
"I'd share if I could," he says, "but I'm not sure how you'd inhale."
"You're not getting a turtle high," Spencer says wearily.
"It's probably animal cruelty," Brendan thinks.
"But then, this isn't just an ordinary turtle. This is Ryan."
"He could shotgun," he suggests.
John's rubbing the turtle's shell, inhaling thoughtfully.
"I like your new look," he tells Ryan,
and then squints for a second.
"John, don't,"
Spencer begins. But John just lets out his breath, gusting smoke in a swirl around Ryan's small head. Spencer sighs, crossing his arms. Brendan makes gimme hands for the spliff, passing it back after he takes a hit.
"Do you think he's getting any?"
he asks, holding the smoke in for as long as he can before exhaling.
"He looks a little loose,"
John decides, eyeing Ryan critically.
"And after the day he's had, he deserves it."
"What with turning into a turtle and all," Brendan agrees solemnly. Ryan does look more relaxed.
"Dude, his eyes are pretty big. And he's moving slow."
"Dude, he's a turtle," John points out.
"Dude, I'm just saying, he has less body mass now."
"Dude," John says, "it's Ryan." It's a good point. Brendan wonders idly if all of Ryan is turtle-sized now, or if he's still Ryan-proportioned. He thinks Ryan would make the lady turtles very happy. Then he thinks he'd better not say that out loud where Ryan can hear him, and takes another hit. Ryan leans forward a little, stretching out his neck from his perch on John's rounded belly. John blows a gentle stream of smoke towards him, and Ryan's head wobbles a little.
"Please don't kill him," Spencer says. "Please?"
"Chill, it's fine," John promises. Ryan rests his head on John's belly and closes his eyes. John smiles fondly and makes a little cooing noise at him. The bus moves again, with the familiar sway of pulling onto an exit and slowing down.
"Maybe we should take him out and give him some fresh air," Spencer suggests.
John's hand curls protectively over Ryan's shell.
He looks somewhere between hurt and horrified.
"He's safer here," Brendan agrees. "We'll take care of him."
Spencer rolls his eyes and pulls on his shoes. "I'm going to go over to the other bus and talk to Zach," he tells Brendan. "I'll be back."
"Okay, sure," Brendan agrees. He wraps his arms around himself for comfort. Privately, even though he believes in Zach, he's not sure what can be done. People don't turn into turtles every day. Not even strange ones like Ryan Ross. John looks solemn as well. Brendan thinks he might be thinking the same thing. Spencer's only been gone for a few minutes before they hear voices approaching. Brendan hops up when the bus door opens, and Spencer comes in, followed by...
"Ryan?"
John asks, sounding surprised.
"You're not a turtle,"
Brendan says dumbly. He wants to go give Ryan a hug, but Ryan is staring at him suspiciously right now, so he holds himself back.
"I mean, hey, where were you?"
On the other bus with Zach and Eric, Ryan says, looking at the two of them in a weird but not particularly turtle-like way.
Why?
We were just worried, Brendan explains lamely. You, forgot your phone.
I know, Ryan says. That's why I came back.
He frowns at Brendan first, and then at John on the couch with the turtle on his belly. John has his hand on the turtle's shell and is wearing a mournful expression. Spencer gives them a look as if to say that as long as they keep their mouths shut, he won't tell Ryan how incredibly foolish they were just acting. Brendan appreciates that.
So, Ryan says finally, what's with the turtle?
Epilogue. But what I don't understand is, Brendan whispers earnestly, where did the turtle come from?
John nods, looking deeply contemplative, although that could also be the pot.
Spencer bites his lip and turns away, so they won't see him smile. The end.